The following is a selection from the Certification Zone audio presentation on routing principles. After logging in, paid subscribers can listen to the complete presentation. You can become a Certification Zone subscriber at www.certificationzone.com/join.
The path determination aspect of routing was discussed in Part 1 of this series. Part 2, Packet Forwarding. It's really a good idea to have path determination work out the path to a destination before packet forwarding begins. Packets have it worse than stereotypical mail drivers that are lost. It's not just that they refuse to ask for directions. They can't. In the case of routing, the Routing Information Base, RIB, and the Forwarding Information Base, FIB, need to be populated before forwarding begins. Processing at the input interface. Input processing at the physical layer and the early stages of input processing at the data link layer are very similar. Basic functions such as bit recognition and building bytes and frames are done in hardware. Hardware used for this lowest level processing still has intelligence and can detect errors. You will see errors in show interface command output, as well as SNMP MIB variables. When error counts reach a level defined for the interface may go into a down condition. Physical layer processing. Converting signals on the medium to internal electronic bit levels is the first step of physical layer processing. This conversion usually takes place in physical medium dependent, PMD, integrated circuits. On serial interfaces, physical and data link layer processing may be done in the same chip. It's worth remembering that the simple OSI layer 1, layer 2 distinction rarely holds in real-world interfaces. Various hardware standards, such as Fast Ethernet, have variations that may require different physical interface cards, for example, TX, FX, T4. Alternatively, you may need to configure which hardware interface is active on a card that supports multiple interfaces of the same family, such as Ethernet 10 base T or AUI. Medium independent processing at a slightly higher layer may take place in transmission convergence hardware. You can see the performance of physical layer processing with show interface commands and related SNMP GET messages. The status of the overall physical interface, as opposed to the data link over it, is the first part of the first line of the response, interface so-and-so is up or down. Framing and error control. Physical layer processing may include stripping out physical layer overhead bits before the bit stream is passed to data link processing. The first step in layer 2 processing is forming the bits into bytes and then frames. Frames are error checked for a variety of things: correct framing, length, and frame check sequence, FCS, errors. On LANs, with the exception of LLC2, FCS errors cause the frame to be dropped. If there is to be retransmission, a higher layer will retransmit. Higher layer retransmission, except in some tunneling cases, will be done in end hosts, not routers. If the physical interface is VLAN aware, the VLAN tagged frame is converted to a non-VLAN frame and sent to the appropriate sub-interface. On serial interfaces, if LAPB, SDLC, or BSC is configured, the data link will retransmit for error correction. With the more common PPP or Cisco HDLC, the frame will be discarded, and if there is to be retransmission, that will be done at a higher layer. Physical serial interfaces may also have sub-interfaces, as with frame relay, ATM, or X25. As with VLANs, there is an additional step when the frame is sent to a sub-interface. Basic forwarding. Before any routing, the input interface examines data link information. For more comprehensive coverage of routing principles at the CCIE level, read the Certification Zone Study Guide titled Routing Principles and IOS Implementation Considerations by Howard Berkowitz. Take the 28-question study quiz and try the hands-on lab scenario at www.certificationzone.com.
This has been a selection from the Certification Zone audio presentation on routing principles. After logging in, paid subscribers can listen to the complete presentation. You can become a Certification Zone subscriber at www.certificationzone.com/join.